Santa Claus, the North Pole Arctic Circle, 26th of December 2011. Dear Santa, you're one demented bollocks. I wrote to you in early December, requesting an iPad as a Christmas gift, plus a surprise. You managed to leave me an iPad, all right. The ones they give you on long-haul flights. As for the surprise, 200 kilos of reindeer droppings, or as they call it on the north side, shite, above on the roof, is not the surprise I had in mind. I imagine this came from the amount of carrots and celery your flea-bag-infested reindeers consumed, which made them constipated. Nuala is above on the roof all morning, shovelling this manure into the yard. She is a quite peaceful woman, saying that come the springtime, she may be able to give this to the neighbours to help with the early growth of flowers and vegetables. Also, what was the commotion all about above on the roof? It was worse than the doll debate in which Luke Meen proposed legislation on the production of cannabis. He stated at the time that we could export to Europe, particularly to Germany, hoping that they would forget all about what we owe them. Our next door neighbour maintained that all of the other reindeer call Rudolph a rude name. He responded and she again drew out and kicked him in the nose, thereby causing it to swell up and become bright red. You really should keep your charges in order. As for yourself, you must have had some skinful on you. You managed to polish off all our vodka whiskey, not to mention our two crates of Dutch gold, which I was keeping for visitors on Christmas morning. You also managed to consume a half bottle of Buckfast tonic wine that I got in for my mother-in-law. My mother-in-law does not do half bottles. It's a full bottle or trouble. I spent most of Christmas morning trawling the south side for an open off-licence to replace this bottle, without success. I then had to face her at Christmas dinner, where we munched sprouts together without saying a word. Lastly, if you were hungry and needed a turkey and ham sandwich, why did you not put these items back where you found them? You put the turkey back in the washing machine and the ham in the spin dryer. You can count yourself lucky that you did not meet a guard on your travels. Oh, we all know where you would have spent Christmas. Then what would Mrs. Claus have done with the turkey? Nuala has now gone into the shower, but mumbled something about covering our roof in razor wire to prevent a similar occurrence next year. Keep away, Donald.